from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's a mess.
A mess.
A mess.
This is Trash Talkin' Tuesday.
I would love to know what the hell's going on in our country.
Being a wise guy would be a little bit.
Talkin' trash now.
It's time to clean it up.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling. Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back.
Clean.
Coming clean.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Yeah. All right, here we are. It's, wow, it's already Tuesday?
Man.
And a Trash Talkin' Tuesday at that, thanks to Florence Recycling. Good morning. It is 6:09. You're tuned. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here.
Good morning.
Old habits die hard.
Just say it, Bob. Yes. Just say it. Move on.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. So let's forget college football. It's totally stupid and it sucks. Let's get into a sport we can really wrap our heads around lips around.
What?
Hot dog eating contest.
Oh.
That's the real sports world.
Yeah.
Joey Chestnut breaks world record.
He's amazing.
Kobayashi had no chance. Can you believe it's been 15 years since they met? 15
no, that
years.
Right.
No, it doesn't. Mm-mm. So Joey Chestnut and Takeru Kobayashi renewed the most competitive rivalry in competitive eating. It was Monday. Netflix. Unfinished beef.
Ooh.
Special. That's right. With Chestnut winning 83-66.
That's huge.
83 hot dogs broke the world record for most eaten in 10 minutes. Did you hear me? 83 hot dogs. So you got a pack of hot dogs. Let's say there's 8 in a pack.
Yeah.
Stack them up. 10 of those plus 3 individuals. That's a lot of dogs.
Yeah. What, that's 7 seconds apiece or something?
And the guys. Skinny.
Oh, yeah. And these guys usually are, actually. It's kind of
maybe it is. Eat more, get skinny. I don't know.
Wow.
But
eat more hot dogs.
But he crushed them, 83-66. Chestnut won $100,000 in prize money. But he gets a lot more than that. Remember there was a big riff with him and the regular hot dog company. Was it Nathan's, I think, sponsored it or somebody? Anyway. He makes a lot of money somehow.
He does. He does indeed. It's crazy.
Isn't crazy a lot of hot dogs.
$100,000 for one competition.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, his endorsements and stuff that pay a lot more than that.
Yeah.
But yeah, would you want to go through that? And it can't be good for you.
No.
No, it
could
not be.
How do you feel the next day or so?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, we're not going to get graphic or anything, but.
Stretch it out!
And what's the prep you do before?
They eat. You got to get us literally going to stretch it out. That's my understanding. Yeah.
But then you want to start with nothing in your stomach that day, I would think.
I don't know. I know that
they're professionals.
Well, there is a science to it, and somebody like him, I think he's figured out what works for his body. And yeah, you'd think it's like, I'm not going to eat, you know, for several days. I'll be really hungry.
No, because then your stomach would contract, and
you've got to get your stomach, I guess, in shape to hold it or get rid of it quick, or I don't know, but.
And they actually have buns on these. You were talking about the pack of hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They've got buns on them.
Yeah, and they soak them like in water. Is that way you can just kind of swallow. It's really what it comes down to.
Yum.
No, it doesn't make you want to eat hot dogs at all. So it's funny that hot dog makers would be sponsors. It's like, no, it grosses you out. Why would you want to be associated with something gross?
I was listening to someone who was actually at one of these type of competitions, and they were talking about the smell. because there's, I mean, think of how many hot dogs you've cooked, and you've got that smell of that boiling water and the whole bit. And
yeah.
It's just, she said it's not really pleasant.
Oh. Well.
Which I love a good hot dog.
Same here.
You know, now you pile stuff on, I'm like, hey, put a little mustard on that thing, I'm good to go.
I can go kind of lean and mean and straight for it. But I prefer, you know, but it's usually if I'm making the chili dog. I just won't eat anybody's chili dog.
See, that's a whole other animal.
And then a good kraut dog, I can appreciate that. So
not a kraut fan. Just never went there.
It's good for you.
Oh, yeah, it is.
But do I eat it like on a regular basis? No. Very rare. Mom would make it every once in a while. I forget. What would the dish be that she'd make? It was some kind of German dish, I guess.
Yeah, makes sense.
German potato salad, some sauerkraut, and I don't know, Wiener schnitzels or something like that. All right. I'm doing anything I can to refrain from having to talk about the Gators.
Oh, talk about trashed. Oh my goodness. That was just not a good day. I know you were looking for tickets. Aren't you glad you didn't, like,
yes.
Did any?
Yeah. Well, I've just thought sometimes just friends are like, oh, we got an extra pair. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
Sometimes they want face value, whatever. That's cool. But I was like, I'm not going to pay like extra.
No.
Because I didn't feel good going into this game. I didn't feel like the Gators were going to. Mm-hmm. I was afraid we're going to do as poorly as they did, I guess. 41-17. Now, let's give Miami some credit. They're ranked 19th for a reason. This kid, Cam Ward, this quarterback, shows that looks like he's the real deal. I mean, you know, look, it's one thing to lose, but we took it on the chin, so to speak.
Was it 41-17, I think, wasn't it?
Oh, my goodness. And our only saving grace is that it looks like FSU sucks as well.
Yes.
That's our saving grace.
Wow, that makes you feel good.
FSU 0-2. Sorry.
Yeah.
And I wasn't rooting against you, by the way. I don't root against them unless they're playing each other. But, Boston College beat them last night, 28-13. So FSU people are, they're going to be crying today. Gator people, we're still crying days later. Well, you know what? Maybe it's time to just, kick back and light up that spliff. torch up that blunt, dude.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm talking about?
Coach better just hope there's not, like, torches and pitchforks.
No, I'm talking about weed.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh.
I do know what you're talking
about. Did you hear that Trump came out and he supports legalizing marijuana?
I did see that. I saw that, like, he says it's gonna pass in Florida anyway. And it seems like he's not trying to fight against that in any way.
Here's what I have. Former President Donald Trump came out and supported legalizing recreational use of marijuana in Florida on Truth Social. He informed his followers that something legal in other states should no longer be criminalized in Florida. Trump said he supports Amendment 3, Florida's recreational marijuana law. He said it would go into effect whether people like it or not, because it will have enough votes, and he therefore wants it done correctly. His vote preferences on Florida ballot initiatives are making news on more than one front. His back and forth on whether he will or won't support an abortion measure in the state has been a major point of contention on both the right and the left. All right. So
I get it, but I remember when I had my convertible and I'd be driving around in Gainesville, you smell pot all the time. I'm like, all we need is more people even think they can just run around all the time.
Ah, the days of Gainesville green.
Oh, it's they like green, all right.
It's a problem if you're driving school buses, operating machinery, driving vehicles. Yep. I mean, that's the concern, and I think it is a deserved. We deserve to have some care and concern. We'll talk about it further, whether in the end this is good or bad. It is 6:16. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you never have to miss a minute. On demand 24/7, just subscribe to the Bob Rose Show podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you normally get your podcast. Hang in there. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.